Blog Talk Radio.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more freeless feet. I gave him chance and chance and chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Fucked up, I seen what I seen. I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus. We just some products of our environment, how the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. Fuck up the way that we living, it's not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign. Seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on. I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong. I call him now, he'll pick up the phone. And it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell him wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That shit be crazy, they supposed to protect us. Guards and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. That's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Fuck it, I'm going on the front line. He gon' bust your ass if you come past that gun line. You know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. Gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupt the police been the problem where I'm from. But I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercation with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my young is to vote. I did what I did cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no gang. Ain't taking no more, let us go for them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us, then shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep, cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some shit I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood know I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, I just on GP. How people die for us to be free. Fuck do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead and start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
Yep. Welcome to the Gray Line, y'all. I am Gray Bossanova. Welcome to Street Smart Radio. We gonna get into it since we've been online. It's so much has transpired. I think the last time we was actually up was around right after the election took place. And there's been a whole bunch of shit with that, too. Since then, we've had an insurrection on January 6th. That's just how long it's been. But we back. We're going to get into it. Here's the lineup. Here's a couple of things we're going to talk about tonight. First, here's a couple of facts. And here's a couple of questions that we want to ask and we want to take a look at. I want everybody to take a look at this that Rita mentioned tonight. Okay. First and foremost, is President Biden, 46, is Biden mentally competent to be our president? Because there are some things that are making many believe that he is in decline mentally. Health-wise, something is going on. So we're going to visit that. And one of the reasons, it seems like they've been hiding him. Biden has been MIA. Fact in case, not too long ago, Texas was involved in a winter storm right at the beginning of the new year. Matter of fact, this was the day after, I'd say around hell broke loose around midnight, February 15th. Power started going out. But everybody's power didn't go out. Let's make that very clear. It's only some people's power went out. Now, if you was to go around where the business is in, up in the hills, I'm going to give straightforward. I ain't going to sugarcoat shit. You go up in the hills, you know, where everybody that moved from California, from everybody else, they got the millionaires and everybody. You go up in them hills and you'll see all of the lights on. So what they did was pick and choose who was going to have electricity and who wasn't. It was a whole debacle with that. I mean, it was a whole shit show out here. So we're going to talk about that, too. You got the royal interview with Oprah that popped off. Of course, that rattled a couple of bells and cooled the royals. Because, you know, Harry, he, you know, straight shooter, him and Meghan came out. They said what they said. Basically, we got some. I mean, nothing short of what we didn't know already. We already knew these was racist. I mean, come on. Like, look how much. I mean, look how much land that the British took our land back from the British. So, and we, little be known, we was the first ones here. We were here first. We had to fight for our land back. So that's neither here nor there. That, you know, that whole racism thing, it, you know, I mean, Biden had just gave his State of the Union address, I think it was last night or the night before, and he gave a COVID update concerning the COVID relief package, the American COVID relief package. Biden is the first president in over 100 years that failed to hold a State of the Union speech within a time frame. There's a certain time frame that usually when you come into office that all you can go back and look at the dates that these presidents, when they come into office, they give us the State of the Union to let us know, you know, what is your plans moving forward? You know, because like I said, he had a chance to show up and show out when this whole Texas thing popped up, and it was a shit show down here. You know what I'm saying? Like, not only that, you got the governors and the state representatives, senators, Ted Cruz, old bum ass, and hop, skip, and jump, freaking, and then left his dog in the household. Who does that? You going to leave, take your family, and leave your dog all weekend long in that cold-ass house. That's why your neighbor snitched on you. Yep, they snitched. Good for you. You ain't shit. They need to recall his ass, too, just like they need to recall Governor Abbott. Governor Abbott, they need to recall his ass, too, because I feel like when it came down to this Texas grid and the response, the first responders did a great job. They did a great job because on an average, you couldn't drive more than a half a mile, not even two light poles away without seeing multiple car accidents. They shut down every major highway here. All the roads were iced over. Water pipes were breaking in the apartment buildings. Like we had rolling come on for 20 minutes. And then it would be off for an hour. And that lasted for about 5 days. We went and gathered up some of our people, our family and our friends, and brought them on over here. And we military, you got big dogs up in here. We made it happen. We was out there every single day because, you know, one of the other things that happened, we ran out of food. We ran out of gas. There was no water. We had to boil snow in order to flush the toilet because the pipes froze up And in some cases, if the pipes wasn't froze up, the water was just like, it was nothing but crud. So even boiling it, you had to be careful. You can boil it to brush your teeth, but you could, it wasn't something that you can consume. I say that much. So your best bet is to find bottled water. And like I said, the first responders did a great job, because with them in not even just the first responders, I mean, the community as a whole, in Texas, period, Texas came together. Here in Austin, you had people that, you know, you couldn't really drive your car if they're not used to driving in this. So you had a lot of citizens out on the streets trying to walk to their stores. And these is just not no, you know, the stores are not just next door to us. I mean, we got roads here. You got to walk. And you can't just come out the apartment building like on the East Coast and walk to Poppy's store. Nah, we got to get in a car a lot of times and walk. And that walk sometimes maybe 30 minutes before you even get to the store. So, you know, you had the citizens out here helping with, you know, people getting stuck in the middle of the roads and the ice and shucking around. You had citizens out there pushing the cars out, pushing the trucks out. There was very little salt. So from what I could tell, we were out there almost every day, and the whole time we were sliding down the road. So it was very, very unsafe conditions. Everything froze up. Like, everything froze up. There's one of the things that I've seen a lot of things in my lifetime. You know, I'm an Army veteran. I'm a first responder. I'm an emergency manager. So I've seen a lot of crazy scenarios and crazy things when it comes to natural weather. And I'm from the East Coast. So I done blizzards with, like, 2 to 3 feet or more. You know, I've seen heavy snowstorms and that's where I'm from. I'm from New Jersey, so I'm used to that. But this was totally different. This is something that you wouldn't want to wish on anybody, because Texas is not a state that was prepared. We're used to the heat here. Triple-digit heat, go up to 115, 120 sometimes. You know, triple-digit heat. What we were this prepared for was a deep freeze of that significance. And looking at that, it's a lot behind that. You know, everybody have their theories. You got some weather manipulation theories. You have that dive deep into politics. All this, you know, ties together. So now we got, moving on from that, we also have the vaccine for COVID that has rolled out and people have started receiving their vaccines. Now you have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you have Moderna, you have, I'm not sure what the other one is, but there's now out. From what I can see, things are getting a little bit better as far as the response time and rolling these vaccines out. But some of the things that are of a concern to me is you have to do your research concerning these vaccines, because some of them are, yeah, some people have adverse reactions to these vaccines. And they're not from what I can tell, from what my research is not Moderna. It's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that has been a little bit shaky. Allegedly, the Johnson & Johnson vaccines have been the one that has been allegedly given the adverse reactions and people dying from them. So those are some of the things I highly basically, I feel like you just need to do your own research, and I'm going to leave it there, because, you know, some people have mixed feelings about this, about getting a vaccine, whether they should or whether they shouldn't, what is in the vaccine, are they, you know, is it DNA manipulation? It's a whole, you know, but do your research, because, you know, I know people that have gotten the vaccine, and I've even considered it myself because my immune system is so weak. But that's also another reason of concern for me when getting it, because I don't want to get it and I have an adverse reaction for it. So I'm doing my research to see how, you know, my immune system with my immune deficiency, how that's going to work with the COVID vaccine. Because like I said, I have family members that had already gotten it, friends, a lot of close people to me that I know have gotten it already. And I've been asking them what have they had any adverse reactions from getting it. And some of them say, you know, they're a little tired. Some, you know, one person, this is the I think the worst that I've heard from it besides anybody dying. But like I said, that was from the Johnson & Johnson one. The Moderna one, from what I'm hearing, you get like a little tired. Some people get a little migraine or a headache and they got to lay down, get back up and it be gone, a little fatigue. The spot that you get it in, it's a little bit more tender. Get an injection. So those are some of the things that I've heard, but I haven't heard anything extremely bad or worrisome that would make you sit back and say, hey, look, I'm a second guess. I'm not going to do this right now. I'm not going to do it at all. Like I said, I just feel like if you're considering doing it or you're considering getting the vaccine, please. But while we're going to keep it, I want y'all to sit tight. We'll be right back. We're going to go to break. Keep it locked. This is the Gray Line. Welcome to Street Smart Radio.
This song is dedicated to my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers and my great-great-great-great-grandmothers and our great-grandchildren. Those who are here, those who have come, and those who are coming. We've been here for a long time, loving and living. You know why? It's very simple.
Insecure, breaking the system. I'm from the ocean, city Atlantis. All our advancements left in the sea. Enchanted debris, DNA twisted up swastika. Dig it up and release Papa Legba. Talk about people or talk with people. Dirt on my shoulders, I smell like the earth. Craving the stars through drugs. Yes, I use drugs. No, I don't want to die. Reaching my next high civilizations. All living strife. Keep a blade like a slave cutting sugar cane. I don't know my great granddaddy's name. I know we white and he married a Cherokee. Native American, darker than me. Celestial energy is in me. I measure degrees. I'm G.O.D. Extremists want me to fight a race war. But what are we racing for? Thought I didn't think. Life passes by in a blink. Martin and Malcolm was deeper than marches. I stepped up till we're exhausted. TMZ, ABC, embassy, shit. Paying pictures is the business. I'm in the business of paying. Anthropology, sociology, psychology, and history. Mathematically, adding up multiple POVs. Objectively, cross-referencing leads. Not like a Christian, but like someone who studies ancestral stories in the astro and my ashtray. Paraphernalia from my activities. Lower frequencies, higher frequencies. I move frequently through duality. I am God, I am G-O-D. I am God, I am G-O-D.
We are
We're back. Welcome to the Gray Line. I am your host, Gray Bossa Nova. Let's get back into it. Now, we're going to roll over to New York. New York. Seems we got a creep as a governor up there in New York. Governor Cuomo, they own that ass. They are on that ass, okay? Governor Cuomo is facing unprecedented political isolation. Almost by the end of today, he had lost the majority of, like, the entire congressional delegation. He has almost basically lost. Chuck Schumer just came out and said that he should resign. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has came out and said he needs to resign because they believe his actions have been very reckless and dangerous. Very reckless and dangerous. And you got to think, there's a couple of things going on with Cuomo. You have You have the COVID gate is what I call it, from all these people that have died from COVID up there, from homes, and all these seniors and these people dying up there from COVID. When why would you put them in a, why would you send people with COVID to nursing homes, to elderly people, when you know they're, you know, they're susceptible to this? They could get this. One of the guidelines that was put out under the CDC was that the elderly people can get it. Elderly citizens could be the first ones to get it. So, but you go and take COVID patients and you stick them in the senior citizens home. Okay. So what I believe is going on, sexual assault thing and all these women that's coming out, this is being dragged out to cover up the COVID gate or Cuomo gate from the nursing homes. He got a lot of stuff going on, and I feel like that's one of the things that should be done. His time is up. He needs to go. Why isn't Biden saying anything? Where is Department of Justice on this situation? Everybody is quiet on this situation. Now, besides that, you got people calling for his resignation, but we need the vice president and the president to step up and say something. This massive, over 15,000 citizens have died under Cuomo, and he lied about it, and he pressured other officials to get them to lie about it. And when they wouldn't do it, he started threatening them. Now you have these women that's coming out with these sexual assault allegations. You got a lot going on. And to me, I knew a long time ago that this, as far as the numbers weren't right, as far as New York. Now you got to remember, back then on one of our last shows, I literally stated that Comfort and Mercy are on the shores up there, off of New York. 45, T-Man sent Comfort and Mercy up there. Comfort and Mercy are the ships that, you know, they're medical barges. They use, some of them have prison cells on them. They're old Red Cross. They look like they have big Red Crosses on them, one of them. And they're usually, they've responded to Puerto Rico. They've responded to, like, when there's a lot of natural disasters internationally, these Comfort and Mercy is right there. Like, they're at the helm of helping resolve some of these situations. And I specifically remember when detail wanted the communications detail to help get Mercy out to Puerto Rico. I think it was Mercy out to Puerto Rico to help evacuate some of the elderly people that were losing oxygen and stuff like that out there. And that was a mess. And the same thing when they said that Comfort and Mercy was up there, myself, well, why aren't these people being evacuated? Or why isn't Comfort and Mercy? We have all the equipment on these boats to take care of these COVID patients. Why would you stick them in a nursing home if you got two hospitals right there? Now we see why. Now you have to remember, the governor, the New York was a hot spot for COVID. That was one of the, after Washington. Well, I think Washington was ground zero, and then came New York with their outbreak. And that's why I believe New York has been so anal. They have to be, because it was a damn mess up there. It was going throughout the schools and everything. You didn't hear a lot of it at the beginning of COVID being in the schools, but because I'm up there and I have family and friends up there, they were telling me, like, yeah, the school shut down again, or this one got COVID, or that. And it was always, you wouldn't hear nothing about it, but it was always children and elderly people getting this stuff. Church folk, a whole lot of people at one of my home church up there that got it. You know what I'm saying? So it's been a ride. So in the event of all this happening, and you receive the funds in order, from the stimulus to the emergency declaration that was signed by T-Man, New York was one of those states that received funds for extra ventilators and everything else. So that's one question we need to ask. Where did that money go? Why did so many people die? Because somebody need to answer it. These are the questions that need to be asked. Why on whose watch? We know whose watch it was, Cuomo. We also have we heard from the mayor? We need to hear what the mayor's saying. The mayor also need to come out and make a statement because this was on their watch. Okay? The mayors of these cities need to make a full report on what was done as far as these senior citizens' homes, how many were put in there, how many were deceased. Because if you got hit by a car, you could anything, you could sneeze, bust your nose open, your guts come out your side. Okay? So we need to see how many death certificates say these people, how many people died from COVID that were put into these nursing homes. Where did all the money for the ventilators or the extra emergency care, where are all those funds? Because each state has an emergency budget that they're supposed to adhere to. So these are the questions we need to ask. And on who knew about this? Who knew this was going on and who covered it up? This had to come from the highest. The top, not, clearly, T-Man ain't know about it, but Cuomo did. And because he knew what was going on, he knew how many that people were dying. I mean, New York probably had one of the highest numbers of deaths from COVID, and it was covered up. It was covered up majorly. So somebody needs to be held accountable for these thousands of lives that have been lost under that administration. Somebody has to answer, and I believe that the senators need to step up, the Republican and all parties need to step up, and there needs to be an investigation now, because that is more than crip. That I mean, we done lost more lives from COVID than the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 all together. And now here we are getting vaccines, and now we don't even know what we can. One minute they're telling us, oh, you don't have to wear a mask when you go around people if you got the COVID vaccine. If you come exposed to somebody that has COVID, you don't have to quarantine for 14 days. You don't have to quarantine at all. And no, you got to quarantine for 3 days. It's always something. No. That one minute it's not airborne. The next minute it's airborne again. Make it make sense. Y'all got one goddamn job. Because we over here listen to Fauci, Fucky, and Gates. We already knew where this was going to go the whole time. This is a whole bunch of fuckery. I feel like they should have done so much better in their response to this pandemic, especially taking care of our Americans. Especially taking you have all these other countries taking care of their citizens. They don't have to worry about maternity leave. They don't have to be, but if they are exposed and they got to take off work, they don't have to worry about losing or the next bill being pushed back for 14 days, and that's 2 weeks out of my paycheck that I don't know when I'm going to get back or I'm going to be able to cover. These are the things that have been, people have been killing themselves. Suicides, crime rates, especially up in New York, has gone up during COVID, right? So while all this has been happening, we got fences up around D.C., troops in D.C., right? Where were these troops? Why aren't these more? These troops, we using, what the fuck they need protecting from? Why is it so bad that y'all need protecting now from the U.S. troops? And then you treat them so fucking bad. You treat them so bad. These same troops could be out here helping administer these vaccines or these tests. That you guys are not something that need to be protected. You've done this to yourself. Why the fuck y'all need protection now? Y'all wasting them soldiers' time. Because no threat. Y'all ain't scared of a goddamn thing. Because if you was, some change would have been made. Right after that insurrection, some changes would have been made. Matter of fact, the military would have been out on these streets in every city single state and city. There's disruptions going on, protesting going on, burning down of courthouses, burning down of this, burning down of that. These are the places that our troops need to be. Both remember, we swore to uphold the U.S. Constitution against foreign enemies, but against enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means our National Guard should be out here on these Chicago streets, hemming that up. Where's that insurrection at? Come on, let's get this going. It's been such an insurrection. We've been hearing insurrection. Let's get this going. Why do you need protection from the people? That says a lot. We'll be right back. We're going to go to break. Keep it tight.
Hey, I don't cop things for resale, don't do iCloud, don't do email. Feds wanna top up man and wire man like Chubbs did detail. Back when Ricky was doing up Teasdale, I was doing dinner with Teezy. I didn't trust no one, swore got limey cause got too greasy. Nico never moved Nike, sweat suit Nike, sweat suit DG. If man get beaky, ring ring, call up GG, do him up neatly. Used to look up to a man from certain ends with tune on repeat. Thought he was a bad boy then till man got pinched and man went PC. Man went PC just like Dell and Windows, some man bindos. Before I was ever around Kendall's, I was in Enzo dreaming up Enzo's. The woman I do end up with has to be a backyard just like Munchie. Can't have no pretentious ting when I know this road gets bumpy. Word to the broski J, he got different names in different countries. Three whaps and a whip and we beat that case where man lived way too comfy. I don't do well with people making disses and making threats. Warrior, man got flown like private jets for way, way less. I know you try to get one down on us ever since then, it's been stress. Cause you know the refs, them owe you one and we always pay them debts. Wassa, wassa, just like the Crody press, I don't do no pasta. Link with Skull and Cousin Jamie and Yard and we def on Gaza. Pasha, Sasha, pissed I was way too young at the time for slashings. You niggas spend too much time on captions, not enough time on action. Pick one man with slaps that's rapping, I bet he don't want no clashing. The LB pouch on chest is just for fashion, niggas just acting. Are you dumb or stupid? The wheels on the roses, chromas, headshot domas. Just checked in at a hotel floor that we on, got potent aromas. OVO, XO, link up, man, them drink up, me and the drillers. Hawking sticks and cash and baka, Gucci, P and Gilla. And the boy that sound like he sang on Thriller, you know that's been my nigga. Yeah, we just had to fix things, family, six things, we can't split up. As for the rest of the game, I'll do man dirty, man, I get two times. To me, that's just our side, I don't really care who rides on whose side. Bring 10 shots to the poolside, never seen none of these grown men outside. 4301, won't spare no one, niggas gotta know about Southside. Stepping out of line, get outlined. And you know I'm tired of stateside. Ringing man down when it takes sides, trying to get saved by the bell like Bayside. Prince, I carry that last name, that shit stays on me like brand names. Jazz just lined up brand new hantings, in nice guy on a mad team. Everyone I know has code names, anyone I'm beefing with is a no name. Niggas can't even win home games, they just gotta fall in line like Soul Train. Hey. Yeah.
We're back. Welcome to the Gray Line. Before we went to break, we were talking about why there are so many troops in D.C. and why aren't these troops being used to quell some of this major unrest that has been occurring in these cities. And I mean, it's not as much as everybody want to come out and put out as the Black Lives Matter protests. And needless to say, a lot of this has been coming from these white supremacist groups. As it said, white supremacy is one of our biggest threats, our nation's biggest threat. And I don't understand why it has taken so long for anybody to come out and say anything regarding that white supremacy is one of, you know, the major threats to our country. That's inevitably, like, that's obvious, you know, obvious. So, you know, you gotta be, here's the thing. Racism is only, has been an issue because of the divide and conquer situation, all right? That's why it has been so hell on wheels, you know, because of the what we would call systematic racism. Systematic racism. This has been going on since, yeah, hell, it's Bible days, back in the beginning of time. I mean, look at how the Egyptian, the slaves were, you know, look how they did them in places like Egypt. I mean, this stuff is in the Bible. Because in these, you didn't see no people with, you know, no Europeans, no white people out here talking about they built the pyramids or anything like that. It was always people of the bronze skin, the brown skin, the fair skin, the melanin is what I would say. We've been battling this hate and this just derelict decisions that the hierarchy make regarding us for decades, centuries, millennia, you know, and a lot of our problems that we as a nation, this systematic racism, because when you look at it, I mean, look at the situation at the border. You got to look at the how pay is, how some of us can. The prison system. I mean, this goes through the medical system, racism, and this systematic racism in education. I mean, this thing could go on and on. It's on every realm. And then you wonder why you have so many African Americans or killing themselves or broken homes, or look at the struggle that a lot of them are forced to, or as soon as they come in this world. It don't matter how much money you got, you still black. You still black. I just saw a news article a couple of days ago about a guy, black CEO, was trying to come on to a company to be a director of a company. And one of the CEOs of the company that they were trying to come on as a director of, I mean, he's, I think, a millionaire, the African-American, the black guy. And the CEO of the company that he was trying to come in, you know, come on and be a director for, thought he was like a errand boy or something. Like, so because he didn't ask questions, or he just assumed, he, like, why would you, just because I'm black, you think I look like an errand boy because I'm black? I look like I'm a person that can't be a millionaire. So be as you will, as he should, he turned his black behind, his black ass around, and walked away from that deal. And I'll bet you that CEO learned that. Maybe. Let me go back on that. Maybe. Because he probably going to do it again. I mean, it's probably ain't the first time he been, clearly. And that's what, like, it's crazy. Then you go to another situation, the Royals. We hear this interview with Harry and Meghan, and it comes out that from within the royal family, he had Archie didn't get a royal title, because the color, you know, because of who his mother is, because she's half black, because Archie is half black. So Archie won't have, which was, you know, like I said, that before, this is that racism thing within the British royals have been going on forever now. And Meghan just walked up in there, set it the fuck off. That's all. Harry was like, fuck it. Y'all did this shit to my mama. Y'all fucked my mama off. I know y'all killed her. We finna set this shit off. And they been setting it off. You know, thank God for Diana that she was the angel that she continues to be, even in, you know, in her death, that there she left money there to get away from if they wanted to get away. So only one son has sense enough. The other one is still over there sucking up. He ain't going nowhere because he want that. Now he's one that cares about that royal title. You know, they need that. Harry said, nah, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Me and my family, we out of here. And Tyler Perry, come to the rescue. Why? British monarchy. They got to come to America and get security from America. Security from America. Do you see what is going on? Like the zip, zap, zoop, the cross lining in between countries and between here, Canada, the British, Saudi Arabia, Iran. Look at all that is going on, okay? And some of you watch The Simpsons, of course. I know a lot of you remember or you have seen a lot of the clips that came up. A lot of this stuff has been via – you go back and I've been watching The Simpsons for a while now and going back looking for different seasons that try to pertain to the times that we're in, and it's always there. I don't know what the hell Matt Groening got going on, but it's – this is foretold. This is, and if something else is coming, something else is coming. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I really do believe something else is coming, because one thing I have noticed is that T-Man and his team, they have been really quiet. You'll see Pompeo come out every now and again and say a little things here and there, but Trump, his whole team, he's been trolling, coming out, releasing statements from the office of the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, from the office of, with the president, you're still trolling. But besides that, everybody is quiet. Ain't nobody asking questions about that. Y'all don't think nothing going on. This man and his team has been super, super quiet. Something is up, and I believe very soon we will find out. Pay attention to all that is going on. The Supreme Court just dismissed a couple of the lawsuits that were pending, Trump lawsuits from the election fraud. But pay attention to what's going on within these states themselves, not the Supreme Court, within the states, because a lot of these states are holding their election officials and electors accountable for missing ballots. Have been found in the garbage, ballots that have came in from China, all of the above. So it's getting this election situation is still not done. And why I believe there's something else is coming, because, like I said, one of the other things I noticed, Biden has been really, really low. In my opinion, Vice President Kamala Harris have been doing more as a vice president than she should have been. Like the things that Biden's supposed to be doing, reaching out to these foreign leaders. They're talking to Vice President Kamala Harris instead of talking to President Biden. Again, that's why I ask, is he mentally stable enough? So these are some of the things that from now on, I need y'all to pay attention to. You ask these questions. Listen to what he says and how it's there are so many. If you go Google it, it's a slew of clips that come up of this man out of there. He's out of there. So what I believe is happening is a stage is being set for Biden to go down, Kamala Harris to take the presidency. She becomes the president. Now, that's one scenario. That's only one. I have another one, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to wait. I want to wait this one out. I really want to wait this one out because, like I said, I really feel and I just want to keep my eyes open. I want all of you to remember what I said tonight. Pay attention to the signs. Listen to all the press conferences, because even when there's like hidden messages in some of these press conferences, I would say. So pay attention to what when these elected officials are like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and all these other high officials in the House. Pay attention to when they talk and some of the things they say or some of the things that's occurring around them, because that foretells a lot of things that's to come. Even with the stock market, tells you when something's coming. When it starts dipping and dropping and certain things happen, you know something is coming or something is happening. Either they haven't said it or it's getting out. So those are the things that we are up against. One hell of a goodness gracious, that was a wrap up. Jesus, look at all this shit that's going on in the United Dagnabbit States. We need to do better. We need to do better. Countries have been, I know they've been laughing at our ass, like laughing. We need to do better. I thank y'all tonight for tuning in. This has been the Gray Line. We will be back every other Friday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love y'all.
Up like bitch, come get him back in blood. Pretty bitch, 100 tests on me, he call me his a thug. Watch how they go that hoe up in this bitch, up in the bug. If that nigga never brought you shit, you know your price, you just a fuck. Ayy, bitch, I said just what it was. I'm not going back and forth about these niggas, don't get no fuck. Wrong bitch, I got them racks on me, can't trick me with that love. See you niggas cause they suck. Tell me now is you gon' fuck. And shit funny, bitches laughing, she's a joke, ain't got no cabbage. Every week I'm at the these bitches watching me live lavish. I ain't gotta have no deal, I'm in the streets, this pussy platinum. I got in and out, that shit went up a meal, we call it fancy. Hey, you gotta know you hoes is lame. When that pussy dry the bitches, they gon' say my name for fame. If you was an Asian daughter, none of you hoes won't have no chain. If a bitch can't make it rain, how you pour that shit a shame? Hey, and we can go for bar for bar. Hoes be watching me like TV, wanna fight, go scar for scar. Ain't no pressure by no hoes. Trip, this shit was far. If I fuck that nigga now, I bet he be right here tomorrow. Yeah, bitch, come get him back in blood. I'm the one and I'm the two, ain't none of you hoes, he never come. Magic City on a Monday, money flowing like a rug. Pop my shit by triple cup, they made all everything I was.
Dumbass. They in the system.